Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
You're bringing up a topic today that everybody is going to have some interest in, and it's going to be very helpful to a lot of people, and that is fire ants. But we're just, nobody is free of fire ants, I think, no matter
they're,
where.
They're everywhere, you know. They say they don't go to the colder climates, but I think eventually they'll grow fur and go clear to the North Pole. The fire ants are native to South America, in Central America, and they like wet climates and lower altitudes. And you know, as far as they know, they were introduced into the United States with cargo between 1933 and 1945.
You said they came in to the U.S. in Mobile, Alabama.
Of course, yes, the port of kind of where they first showed up.
The port of Mobile. What's about the farthest northern location where they are found today?
Right now, the Wikipedia says that the northern Tennessee, the winter cold winters, slows them down. Now, as we have climate change, which we are having, they'll move farther north.
And they've had taken a toll on wildlife.
Yes. I moved to Greenville in 1978 from Houston, Texas, and we had quail in our, you know, that came through our backyard, and now there's no quail to be seen in Hunt County, and the fire ants, the apparently what decimated the quail population.
How do they damage quail?
Well, quail are ground nesters, and the fire ants are on the ground, and they're constantly hunting for food. And the minute those quail hatch, they're there for the feast.
The eggs.
They've literally wiped out the quail.
Wow. So there's a thing called the Texas two-step method, and I think there's one step that most of us are very familiar with, but there's the first one, I think, maybe not so much. And that is that you suggest spreading the fire ant bait over your entire yard.
Yes. You put it in a hand spreader, a hand crank spreader, you know, or your normal fertilizer spreader, and set it on the lowest possible setting. And you don't put a whole lot of it down. You don't need it. And just put that over your whole yard and do your neighbors a favor and put it on their yard, too, because a bag of this stuff will go a long ways.
So you're spreading it pretty thin.
Pretty thin.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number two step is treating a den. If you've got a problem den where you like to sit at night or something like that, or just treat that den too.
I think that's the part that most of us get, that we'll see a mound and then we'll go and directly.
You'll go and do it, but those mounds are a result of wet weather, and the ants control the temperature and all that in their dens, and they build those mounds up. And when it's real wet, if you stir them with a stick, they'll be full of larvae and pupa. The first thing they'll do is sting heck out of you, and then they'll gather up all those larvae and go back, and the mound will come right back.
We're talking with Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. So now, the reason you would spread it over the whole yard would be to have a better general control.
That's right. Those ants forage at night, and they may be coming out of the den that you see, but they also have dens and little cracks and crevices where they also den, and they go out and forage at night and carry it back to the den.
So you would have, if you spread it over the whole yard, you probably have fewer of the visible dens popping up all over the place. That's an interesting idea. All right, so I wish we had more time to talk about that, but we're almost out of time. I want you to mention that the Master Gardeners have a big event coming up Saturday.
We do. June 2nd is our annual tour of gardens. There'll be four homes on the tour, plus Heritage Garden. And that's where you want to get started, is Heritage Garden at the corner of Gordon and Washington Street in Greenville, Texas, right across the street from the AgriLife building. And they'll have tickets for sale at the Heritage Garden, or if you have a friend that's a master gardener, they'll have them. They're $5 each, And that's pretty doggone reasonable for a garden tour.
And you see all the handiwork of the master gardeners and see what can be done.
That's true.
Going out on the tour. Byron, thanks. That's this Saturday again, Saturday, June 2nd, the Hunt County Master Gardeners annual tour. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You bet. I'm always glad to have a good cup of coffee.
Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.